today I am with Richard Sim from our Silicon Valley campus at Microsoft. Now, Richard is bringing you Windows Live Hotmail, sort of the second coming from, I'm sure, which many of you use, MSN Hotmail, right?
That's right.
Now, talk to us a little bit about the background behind MSN Hotmail. I think you were telling me it was a 10-year-old technology. Is that correct?
It was. So if you recall, about 10 years ago, Microsoft bought Hotmail, and we've been basically working on this old legacy code for a very long time. We decided that there was a certain point that we got to where we just could not continue to try to build and innovate on this old spaghetti code. So we had to come to Jesus and basically decided, you know, we can either try to hack into this code or we can go big. We decided to go big. We decided to literally write everything from scratch. It involved rewriting the entire UI, basically migrating over to an entirely different back end. And also just re-architecting the entire service.
Wow. Sounds like a lot of work. How long has this, you know, people been on this project?
It's been about 2.5 years.
Okay.
And, I mean, it's literally been from day one where it was just a whiteboard idea all the way going out to users. And we're actually going out over the coming weeks and we're launching globally. So everyone in both the Silicon Valley campus in Mountain View and Redmond is really excited about it.
And everyone watching this right now.
I hope so. Yeah,
now you said it was they were 10 years old for this technology. What were some of the things that people really wanted you to improve on, some complaints, some areas where Windows Live Hotmail is really just going to, you know, impress everybody?
Absolutely. So I think everyone would agree that the safety experience in mail is... mail has gotten to become a very sort of worrisome experience because when you open up a mail, you don't know if it's from someone that you can trust.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know if maybe it's a phishing mail, like somebody's claiming to be from Bank of America, and then you type in your account information and you all of a sudden you get all these fraudulent things on your account. So we've really focused on the safety experience for Windows Live Hotmail.
It's a big push with, I mean, Vista as well. That's
Absolutely.
Really like a turn Microsoft's taking on, which is good.
Right. So with Windows Live Hotmail, we've really empowered the end user to make intelligent decisions on their mail. No one is going to claim that they can be 100% effective in spam blocking.
Yeah.
So recognizing that, we've given our users tools to make better decisions on their emails that they receive. And as you use these tools, your entire experience in mail becomes safer. Because we begin to learn who you have relationships with and who you don't like, or maybe not like, but who you don't recognize. Or you could block me if you wanted to from your email inbox. But as you interact with the safety experience.
And what are some of those tools? Just give it a quick example.
Sure. So one of the things that we've gotten a lot of recognition for is our phishing bar.
Yeah.
So if you don't know what phishing is, basically it's when you get this email. Exactly. That's what most people think about. but phishing is, say you get this email from eBay.
Yeah.
But it comes from... you know, joeschmo@ebay.no.eu, something 123, right?
They want your bank account number.
They want your bank account number. And they say, hey, you need to update your registration information. A lot of people fall for that. I don't, because I work in email. I'm not sure if you do, but...
Not anymore, Richard. That's right.
But I guarantee you, like, my aunt or my mother would fall for something like that if they had an eBay account. So what we've been able to do is we run these heuristics in the background, and we identify elements in your mail that look like phishing.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, we can never be 100% sure. So if there is an email that's sort of in this gray fuzzy area that looks fraudulent but we're not sure, we don't want to not deliver that because you might get pissed off and you actually might have to update your eBay account.
Yeah.
But because it's in this gray area, we'll send it into your inbox or potentially into your junk mail folder, but it'll come with this big red warning sign that says, you know what, this email looks a bit fraudulent.
Gotcha.
And we're just giving you the heads up, even with an unknown sender. So say that I met you at a bar. And you gave me
probable,
and you gave me your email address, which is probably improbable. But say you did, and you sent me an email. I've never received an email from you,
okay.
So you're not going into junk. You're going into my inbox, but I don't know if I want, because I don't know you, and because Windows Live Hotmail doesn't know you as a sender to me.
Yes.
We mark that email as with a yellow bar and says this is from an unknown sender.
She's questionable.
Right.
No, I get all times. Okay.
And so literally what you could do is you just click mark as safe, and then for every email going forward that you send to me, it automatically comes in and there's no safety bar because I know you and I know that I can trust you.
All right, so it sounds like a more enjoyable emailing experience. Let's talk about, you mentioned earlier you have the full version and then the original, or do you call it the classic version?
Right.
What are the differences? Give me some of the bells and whistles of the full, and then why the decision was made to offer the classic as well.
Sure. So we have two different versions. We really started investing very heavily into this really rich Ajax environment because Web 2.0, everybody wanted these really rich client experiences, like the ability to drag and drop.
Almost you would describe it as like maybe Outlook, But in a web browser.
Very similar to Outlook. It's much more focused to the consumer experience. Okay. So you have things like the ability to change colors, the ability to to drag and drop, similar things to Outlook, but with sort of a consumer feel.
Okay.
Because, you know, to be honest, my mother would be overwhelmed with Outlook. There's just way too much stuff in there.
Okay.
So that's the full experience.
Can you show me some of that
stuff? Absolutely, sure.
Yeah, let's be visual.
So if you want to look at the inbox, we've got, the first thing you'll see is that there's a preview pane. Right, and this previews the messages that are in your inbox, but you'll see that we've just logged in and we're not showing the first message. Now, that was a learning that we didn't expect, but we found that users didn't like the fact that we defaulted and showed the content of your first message when you logged in, because they thought, oh my God, I might get a virus on my computer if you're previewing this message before I select
it. Because it's partially being downloaded, you mean?
So that's what they think.
Okay.
The beauty of this reading pane is that we don't download any code onto your computer until you show content. So for example, this is from an email from a friend of mine named Brooke.
Okay.
And she's giving me some information about her wedding. And as you can see, you can see photos and everything is loaded. Now, I have another email from buy.com. Now, who knows if I signed up for a mailing list or if literally buy.com somehow got my email from a mailing list that I never signed up for.
Right.
So what happens is you'll see that the reading pane shows you the text, but it actually doesn't show you any graphics.
Okay.
And it doesn't show you any links. And we do that because we don't know if you can trust the sender, because again, you've never received mail from the sender before.
But now it showed you your images. Was that because you've already received mail from Brooke?
From Brooke. You see, Brooke is a known sender,
gotcha.
Right? She's safe. And in fact, I can just add her to my contact list with one click, and she's on my contact list. Buy.com, in this case, I don't know.
Gotcha.
I've never received an email from this person. Now, I can look at it and say, okay, you know what? This looks legitimate. In fact, I remember last week I bought something at buy.com, so they're emailing me. The beauty of this is that because we're not loading graphics and because we don't even allow you to click on links, if it's not a safe email, you have nothing to worry about because we're not downloading anything.
Okay. That's good for that clarification. I wasn't aware.
A lot of people don't know that. And so we've done a lot to make sure that the user is very safe. Now, say I know buy.com. With one click, I can mark this person as safe or this sender as safe. Mm-hmm. And what you see is now all of the content gets loaded. In the future, all emails from buy.com will now go to my inbox with everything loaded in the reading pane because I can trust them.
You've approved him.
Exactly. So you can imagine that over time, as you get emails and you're marking them as safe or unsafe, your email experience gets better.
Great.
So that's a lot of the full experience. And there's a lot of really great things in the full experience that I'll show you. So for example, you can change the reading pane to go to the bottom, or you can even turn it off if you'd like. So some of the other cool things is you have the ability to multi-select emails. So you can either click these checkboxes, which is great. And this was a feature that we didn't expect to put into the product. But users were saying, I love this new full experience, but I don't know how to multi-select emails.
You mean in case I wanted to delete a whole bunch of emails.
Right. Now, what we thought was, of course, people know how to hold down the control button and select multiple emails, right? But we found that users couldn't figure that out. A lot of users are just used to using Hotmail. The old Hotmail where you have checkboxes. So we put these checkboxes in for our users. So you can either use
a little taste of familiarity there.
Exactly. So you can use these checkboxes and select your messages that way. Or you can hold the control button down and do it that way. So you can drag and drop these, right?
Oh, great.
That's kind of cool, right?
That's very cool.
No one expected to be able to do that on a web page. You can right click and mark as unread. So there's a lot of really cool client-like things that you can now do on the web because of all the advancements that have been done in the web environment through Ajax and DHTML and things like that.
Very cool.
So we talked about the classic experience. And we also mentioned how some users had a difficult time understanding how to use this brand new Ajax type of really rich, full experience for their mail.
Mm-hmm.
So now we've given users to the option of switching their experience.
Oh, it's that simple, huh?
That simple. You can literally toggle back and forth. And this, if you're a Hotmail user, looks a lot like what you used to see in Hotmail. You've got the familiar checkboxes. Now, you can't drag and drop in this one because users that want this type of experience, they want something lightning fast.
Yes.
They want to load their inbox, go in, delete some mail, reply to some mails, and get the hell out. The full experience lets you do a lot of really cool things like drag and drop and right click and things like that. But there's some users, like for example, users who are in markets where there isn't that much broadband penetration.
Okay.
So they're on a 56K modem, and there's a tax to be paid for a lot of the rich functionality, which is nothing's free, right? So you've got to be able to pay this tax and have all that code downloaded onto your computer. So you get the benefit of a rich environment, but you know, all the rich Ajax applications have that download that you need to do. If you don't want to do that, go to the classic experience and use it just the way that you used to use Hotmail.
Now you can just switch right back to the full.
Exactly.
So now this could be, this may seem like a really simpleton question, but if I have my MSN Hotmail account right now and I wanted to upgrade to the full version of Windows Live Hotmail, I can obviously keep my same address, right? So is it just a download?
You can keep your same address. We've made it very easy for users to upgrade into the Windows Live Hotmail experience. And when you log in, you'll basically see a green button that exists on your inbox and on your Today page. And when you click on that green button, boom, you should go straight into the beta. In the future, we will also have other IDs that are available for you. So you can imagine a world where you can sign up for, you know, richard@live.com. And so that's coming down the line. But in our first release, we're basically getting all of our existing users. We've got about 280 million users. And we're putting them onto this really great environment called Windows Live Hotmail.
All right. You know, I've actually read a lot about this. So tell me a few more of the cool features out there.
Sure. So one of the great things we've been able to do is really improve on the compose experience when you're composing a mail. So what I'm going to do is write an email to somebody that I know. And as soon as I type in the first letter, you'll see that it will autocomplete to people.
I love autocomplete. It's time saver.
It saves so much time. So I'm going to send something to this person. And
now, does that automatically know any email you've typed in there, or is it only people from your contact list? How does autocomplete actually know what it, what you want?
People from your contact list, because we don't want to have too many names in there, because imagine how many names will start with an S if you captured everyone who emailed you.
Right.
So it's only people that are in your contact list. What we've also done is as you're typing in an email, so hello, what are you up to?
As well as I do.
Really. So you can see that this autocompletes to you, and it uses the exact same dictionary that Word and PowerPoint and those things use. But the beauty of it is that it just runs in the background. So as you're typing, it's constantly pinging our servers and checking every word that you type. So you just literally, you don't have to press a button to spell check. You just right-click the squiggly red line, and it corrects it for you.
Can you turn off it? Can you turn off spell check if you want? I don't know why would you want to, but can you?
You can. Okay. And with some markets, you know, they have words that, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Sometimes I just like to spell phonetically for fun.
Exactly.
Just to see if my friends know.
Exactly.
They don't.
I think my little cousin does that all the time. She she writes words that I've never seen before, but somehow they make sense to people.
Great. And now we're just about finished here, but if there was one thing you wanted the audience to know, one of the biggest, the coolest thing, feature about Windows Live Hotmail, what would you say it is? What's the biggest selling point for you?
Well, you know what? The biggest selling point for me is the fact that this is just the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, you're seeing about 10%. When you look at your computer screen and you look at Windows Live Hotmail, you're literally just seeing 10% of what's really down there. I think about this as basically we've built the foundation for this incredible house. And you've got the foundation, you've got world-class like electrical systems and plumbing, and everything is there. The guts are there.
Yeah.
Now it's a matter of us building on top of this really great foundation.
Right.
So we've done so much to make the experience fast, safe, and simple. And overall, that experience in Windows Live Hotmail is going to be better than any other experience you can find online.
Right.
So that overall is, I think, the best thing for Windows Live Hotmail. It's just a great core email experience for our users.
And can I ask about, because it's out now, it's a free download. There's no reason for you not to use it.
Yep.
Can we ask about storage space real quick?
Sure. So we're going out with 2 gigabytes of storage. We have been committed to never let storage be an issue for our users.
There you go.
So when we find that users feel like they actually need to think about 2 gigs, which I guarantee you probably wouldn't happen for a while because that's a lot of space, we will up that storage. So we will never let storage be an issue for our users.
Good answer.
We also have 120-day expiration, so you don't have to worry about trying to log in to make sure that your account isn't deleted. 120-day expiration. And again, just it's a free service. The question that I love getting from users is, oh my God, how much is this?
Yeah.
And it's free.
How do I get something that cool?
Exactly, exactly.
And you want to point everyone to a URL so they can go and check it out because it's out now, Windows Live Hotmail.
Sure. All you have to do is go to hotmail.com and sign up for a Hotmail account if you don't have one. And when you first log in, you'll see on the top left-hand side of your screen a green button. And you click on that green button, and boom, you're in. You can also expect to find emails and things like that. If you are a Hotmail user, we'll send you some emails that have directions for how to get onto Windows Live Hotmail.
All right, well, thank you so much.
Thank
you at home, go test it out. Windows Live Hotmail.